The costs in the Department of Administration's damage report include the labor needed to clean the building's marble and replace shrubs and trees in the lawn. While critics of the protests have made reference to demonstrators trashing the Capitol, DOA Secretary Mike Hipsch says there's no evidence of malicious damage.
I think $270,000 of damage to the Capitol is a huge amount. That being said, it could have been much worse. And I think that it's important to note that there was no malicious damage to the Capitol while there was that opportunity. At times, the protesters had complete run of a couple of floors. We just didn't have the police to be able to do it. And so there could have been, it could have been much worse.
The much larger bill was for the significant police presence at the Capitol, which is still higher than it was before protests started. Hipsch says that presence will continue, given that the legislature may vote on the governor's collective bargaining proposal again.
The issue that really instigated the demonstrations in the first place has in no means been resolved. And so as long as that issue is still hanging out there, I think it's prudent to make sure that we are going to be prepared for any additional or further security situations that may arise here.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca released a statement suggesting Walker's administration should consider another alternative, drop the collective bargaining plan altogether. Barca said the added security was unnecessary, since the majority of people in the Capitol now are fourth-grade children on tours. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.